working in liaison with Anislas, whereabouts was the ship moored? Did it have a permanent mooring nearby?
In Abu Dhabi.
Opposite Abu Dhabi. Of it.
Yeah.
And that was where you were operating.
That's
from.
That's where we were operating from.
Yeah. And what sort of duties were you carrying out directly with Anislas?
Well, we had army personnel on board, officers and I think it tells you in the writing, officers and men, I forget, about 12 or so, 12 or 15 army personnel on board. And then the rockets were being fired. They were testing the rockets that came up from Tracoon. Tracoon was the ammunition base in down Wales coast here.
Near Fishguard.
Fishguard, yeah. And then they were, Anislas were firing the rockets up the estuary. And then the army personnel, because we come under at that particular stage, after being with the Air Force, we come under the Royal Ordnance Corps, under the Army. So Army was on board, and after the firing of the rockets and so forth from Anislas, they were made and fired from certain spots where they should land in certain, they wanted to land in certain spaces, you know.
Yeah.
So they used to fire these rockets up, and then at low tide, the army would go up and see if the ones had fallen where they wanted them to fall.